Hello and welcome back to the Nutmeg podcast. I'm Lauren, one of our investment writers, and I'm joined by James McManus, our Chief Investment Officer, for this month's investor update. Hi, James.
Hi, Lauren.
James, the last few months have been challenging for investors. What are you seeing in markets at the moment? Do you think the outlook could become more positive?
Well, that's an interesting one, and I would say yes. Markets have been volatile since the summer, partly because in some regions, economic growth has actually been much better than expected. Now, at the beginning of the year, investors and central banks thought that we would head into a recession, but that hasn't materialized. Western economies have remained relatively resilient, particularly in the United States. Job markets have remained strong, and households have continued to spend despite inflation and the cost of living crisis. And now with interest rates high, bond yields too have risen, which puts pressure on equity markets. And that explains some of the volatility that we've seen in recent months. But within equity markets, earnings momentum is positive after several quarters of decline. This and the strength of the economy are two reasons for investors to be optimistic about the next few years.
Okay. And you made some changes to the portfolios in October based on this optimism. Can you talk us through those updates and why you decided to make them?
Yes. Well, last month, our investment committee increased equity exposure across our managed portfolios, and we did that for several reasons. The first is that we think central banks have finished raising interest rates as they see progress on inflation. Now, that should be good for equities, as rate rises can damage equity valuations. Secondly, equity earnings themselves are looking more positive. If we look at the all-important US equity market, in the current earnings season, growth is about 7% better than expected, with around half of the companies reported. And third, we're positive about the economic environment overall. We think the outlook for manufacturing and global trade could improve over the next 12 months, which would both provide a tailwind for company earnings.
Thanks, James. Final question. So we're coming into the last few weeks of this year. What would you say to investors who may have found the year quite tough or disappointing?
Well, it's a good question. And experiencing negative returns is always unpleasant. Even for professional investors, losses are uncomfortable. And in the past 18 months, we've certainly had a challenging environment. Bond markets have witnessed a once-in-a-generation move as governments have fought inflation in the aftermath of twin shocks, the COVID pandemic and the invasion of Ukraine. But critically, what matters for investors is the outlook from here. And we believe the prospects are more positive. Yields on 10-year government bonds have not been this high since 2008. Western central banks have now paused their interest rate rises. And major Western economies are actually proving to be much stronger than expected. You marry that with a more favorable outlook for equities, as we've discussed. And after a difficult period for returns, several factors are coming together to improve the outlook for investors.
Thanks, James, and to you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you have a topic you'd like us to discuss in next month's investor update, contact us via email or social media. Goodbye.
More information about this update is available in the description. As with all investing, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio with Nutmeg can go down as well as up, and you may get back less than you invest. Past or future performance indicators are not a reliable indicator of future performance.